Welcome to the Just Show Up podcast, where every week we come together to remind ourselves why the fuck we continue to show up to life. Because that shit ain't easy. And truthfully, we need each other. We need each other to remind us of our innate power and capabilities that live inside of us. Every week, I'll be coming to you with different topics and subjects, but the commonality will always be to have you keep showing up to life as the best version of yourself possible. So grab a glass of wine, a cup of coffee, whatever it is you're doing, and let's head to the show. All right, Just Show Up fam. We are back with an episode. I think it's been 3 weeks, and honestly, it feels like an eternity. And if I'm being honest, I have missed this so much. And also, I have felt like, wow, when you kind of get out of a routine, to get back into the routine is so challenging, as we all know, right? That's why we want to always ride the wave of momentum. And everything that I talk about in all of these episodes that have already aired, what I'm expressing is exactly why our habits, our routines, the way we talk to ourselves is so important. Because to get myself back and recording has taken a lot. And not because I don't love it or enjoy it, but it almost was feeling as if I was, in a sense, forcing myself to get behind the mic again. And now that I'm here, I'm like, what was I concerned about? This is great. Like, I'm so happy to be back. And I have just basically like an episode of a lot of hodgepodge, mishmash, just things to share with you. And I'm going to try to go in order of all the things. So let's just dive right in. So like I said, we're back. Maybe this could be considered season two, because I think I did like 10 episodes, which is just wild to think about, that like you have this idea, you put it out in 10 episodes, which could be, you know, just about 10 hours of content was shared with you already. And it's been 5 months since the podcast started. Actually, I think today, the day I'm recording it, came out, I believe, December 9th, and it is April 9th, but you'll be getting this April 10th. So I'm recording this in real time for you. So you can see that this is done like sometimes day before, and that's okay, as long as we're getting our things done and we're enjoying the process. But sometimes we don't always enjoy what we need to get done. And sometimes it just needs to get done. And so if you ever want like a little thing to help you to get there, and it's actually what's helping me to sit down and do this right now, is how will it feel when it's done? So for example, I have kept pushing this off because my office was dirty, or I didn't know what to say yet, or insert whatever. Right. Really, honestly, you can insert anything you want. But I finally was like, just sit down, just do the damn thing. And when you're done, you're going to be so proud of yourself. And so that's what we're here doing right now. We're just sitting down. We're doing the damn thing. And maybe you could like jot something down that today, after this episode, you listen to it, what's something that you know you just need to get done off your list so that you can feel accomplished and move forward with your thing, and then it doesn't take up the brain space. So with that, I am coming off of not only a launch, which I've expressed and explained a bit about what I do for work. And basically, we do these big launches for our signature core offer, Empower, and they are basically 3 to 4 months of the team like head down planning and moving forward to get, you know, to not get, but to put our product in front of our audience so that they can join us for the next 3 months so that they can build their digital businesses. I love it. It's the coolest thing in the world. I love both the back end of it, the launches of it, and also I love when the students are in the program and they're going through it. And my role in the whole thing is basically I plan the launch from end to end, and I let the entire team know every step of the way what their role is in the launch, what I need from them, by when. And we have a project management system, and we do it in what I call sprints. I learned it from the book Scrum, if you're interested. And we do these in 2-week sprints, because I'm sure, as you can imagine with anything, if you were to put
3 to 4 months worth of tasks in one project management system and you're looking at that, that can be extremely daunting. And so it's my job to find a way to not overwhelm the team, right? And to not overwhelm myself and to show us little by little, we can get to the end of this. And we can do it with as little stress and overwhelm as possible. That's always the goal. What is the saying? How do you need an elephant? Which I don't really like this saying, but it's one bite at a time. And the whole point is that, you can get things done little by little. I actually like the quote, by the inch, it's a cinch. By the yard, it's hard. So another way to ask yourself something, maybe jot this down, is where are you complicating something in your life that you could break it down into smaller pieces and you can achieve those smaller pieces? And maybe that's the thing that you can't wait to get to the end of, but it's not just the whole project. It's each little individual piece. So you're just breaking down that goal of yours, that habit, into bite-sized pieces so that, like, if it's a big thing and it has, like, let's just say 5 components to it, every day for a week, you are chipping away. And by the end of the week, you get to your goal. Because they also say that we always say we can do more in a day than we can do in a year. So just keep that in mind when you are going through your own things, right? So I wanted to have this be both updating you in real time about where I'm at in my life, because you've essentially kind of gone with me through this entire prepping for this launch. And a lot of what I talked about was commitment and dedication and vision to this goal that you have. And I'm like, how cool is that? That, like, this podcast is literally from start to finish was basically the entire launch season for me. And so at the end, because I was so committed to it, it was kind of like anything extra had to go to the side. And now I've learned that when I get to these busy seasons, to batch my content ahead of time, to have that planned out for this podcast, right? And that's where we get to learn the lessons. Hey, what didn't work? Why didn't it work? And where can I change that for the next time? So launch ended. Launch went really well. We have 70 plus students in Empower, and it's our biggest launch to date. But the thing I want to share with you that I'm so, so proud of is that the team told me, multiple people on the team, that this is by far the best launch to date, not because of numbers, but can you guess why? Because they weren't as stressed, because it felt easy and it felt light and it felt fun. And that, my friend, is the goal we are all after. And if we're not, we should be, because that's the whole point. We want to make our lives, our everyday lives, as fun, as stress-free, and as beautiful as we can. And so how can we go through and still get done, you know, so to speak, the arduous things, because life is not always going to be easy, but also enjoy it at the same time. And so I just wanted to share that because you might have heard me talk about deep work. You might have seen me on Instagram waking up at 4 a.m. for a time period. And I learned that that deep work really impacted and helped my growth and helped me to show up as the person I wanted. And I will say that this is probably, besides like 75 Hard and Marie Kondoing, this is the thing I am most proud of so far in my life, is this launch, because I was so dedicated. I felt like an Olympian. I was out there every day, not getting upset about anything. I was keeping my attitude neutral. If something happened on the team, I wasn't letting my blood pressure or my cortisol rise. And this has all been such a practice. So really, if you listen to these episodes, I would honestly go back and listen to a few of them again, because what I share truly has helped me to get to a point in my life where I can do things with so much less stress. And now I can help other people do those as well and have fun along the way and get the results you want. And while it wasn't 100% the result we wanted, we did get a lot of the results we wanted. And so that was launch. And then literally we closed our launch out on Friday. And on Monday, I was on a plane to Arizona for our client mastermind retreat. And I also plan all the retreats as well. I even had a presentation I did at the retreat, and it was all about, can you guess, planning. And so I just notice a pain point with our clients, and a lot of times that is that they are rushed in their lunches. And so I notice that, and I feel that energy from them. And so in my presentation to them, I was like, I want to get you from stressed and anxious and overwhelmed to the other side, to ease, to enjoying your lunches, to having fun with your lunches. And so the retreat went off without a hitch. It was amazing. It was wonderful. Prior to that, though, I forgot to mention this, and this is how I know I gave my all to this launch, was I woke up Friday morning and I literally had no voice. I sounded like this. I was like, hello, can you hear me? I sounded crazy. I sounded like I had been up all night partying or something. My body was done. It was like, we made it. We're at the end. And it's so wild how your body knows that you've like made it to the end, right? And so I was a little sad because I wanted to celebrate that weekend because there's been so many incredible things happening in my life. And unfortunately, we couldn't celebrate because I was just not well enough. And then Monday I left, and then I came back the following Monday, and I was just so exhausted. I did not feel like myself, which is why I also did not record these episodes too, is because I just didn't feel like me. And it's another really important lesson is that when we in life sign up for something and we have like this major high, or we go through a big work thing or maybe a marathon or whatever big life thing, the crazy part is that there are chances that you're either going to get sick or you're going to come to a very big low. And it's going to feel confusing, like, but wait, this really exciting thing just happened. Like, I should feel so high from it. And yes, that is true. Of course, we're going to feel so high from it. But also, the body is like regulating itself to this new normal that you've created, right? And so I came down from this crazy launch, 3 months, 4 months of planning, this 8 days of being away from home right after the launch ended. And my body was like, what is going on? Like, we need a break. We're tired. But now I was in the process of onboarding 70 students and also a support coach team and coaches. So I had my work cut out for me the last couple of months. But I'm here to report that it was all worth it. And I would do it all over again, as much as it took for me, because I learned so much. And honestly, the biggest thing, the biggest badge of honor I have, is I'm so proud of myself. And so this is what I had shared at the beginning of the episode, that this is the how will it feel when it's done? And I feel like a freaking rock star. And with that, now I'm ready to get back to my own life and feel more balanced and feel more like I'm giving work some time, I'm giving my health time, I'm giving friends, and I'm balancing all of the buckets. And it worked out kind of perfectly because we're moving into Q2, we're moving into spring, we're moving into, the equinox happened and also eclipse season. And so it's this perfect, perfect time to be resetting those intentions, to look at Q1 and say, what went well? What didn't go well? Where can I improve? And I have been sitting with my journal for the past, few days. I'm going to continue into this week. Eclipse season is for about another 2 weeks. And this is such a potent and wonderful time to really tap in and ask yourself, like, who am I? Where do I want to go? What lifestyle do I want to live? And where do I want to end up? And, this is a great time to clean your house out. Definitely Marie Kondo. Maybe a Marie Kondo episode will come next week to, help with this. Because honestly, cleaning our space is such a big one. Like, one of the reasons why I didn't record this was because my office just felt very cluttered. I was like, I can't do it. And funny enough, I'm actually not recording this in my office. I'm recording this at my co-working space. And yeah, I actually didn't even tie those two together. So I'm in the process of getting that space clean and organized and feeling more fresh and cleaning my desk off. But I also just feel it in the household too. And I actually believe that this weekend I am going to go through like my makeup and all my skincare and like clean the house top to bottom and all those things. So yeah, great time to, you know, review, you know, the goals you set in January and see if those are still the same things you want, and review like what's happened January, February, and March. And, you know, do you want to keep going on a certain path? Do you want to change some habits? So it's a really great time to clean house. And I have also jumped on doing 30 hard again. I decided to do that last week and then I failed miserably. And I share that because we're all going to fail. We're all going to have fuck ups. We're going to mess up. We're going to fall down. We're going to scrape our knees. And guess what we get to do? We get to wipe those knees off and we get to get right back up on the horse and try again. And, you know, I'm still not 100% committed and I'm a little upset with myself about it. But the reality is I just came off this insane season and my body is probably just telling me, hey, like we're committed, but we're not like 30 hard committed. We're like, okay, a workout a day, cool, water, cool. But like this following a regimen, you know, or super being super strict right now just isn't feeling as aligned. And that's okay. And we get to listen to that. We don't always have to beat ourselves up when we're not doing something so perfectly, right? And so that's why I wanted to share that. But today we started again. And well, you know, you get back up and you try again. And that's what life is. And we get to do that in every area of our life. And so with that, I also have some major life updates. Are you ready? We finally have a wedding date. I'm so excited. We are getting married next May in Puerto Rico, baby. Finally doing it. And I am so pumped. Like, it just feels so good to be at this point for Victor and I to be making this next step. And I will tell you, you know, I was afraid of like the money that it's going to cost, and like it's going to cost more than I expected and anticipated, which I'm sure that happens to everyone, right? Like, what are you going to do? Like, you're just not going to do it because it's going to cost a couple thousand dollars more. So, but what it's done for me in actuality is it's motivated the fuck out of me. Like, I am so motivated in so many areas of my life, and I'm like, oh, I now get why people get married. Like, it's so motivating. Like, it's moving me. It's like getting me like, okay, I want to be in the best shape. I want to feel good. Like, I want to, like, you know, make sure my finances are cleaned up, and I just want to feel like on top of the world when I get to that day. And I'm like, that's so freaking cool, you know? And I'm just really excited for the growth that I know is coming, and to really, truly step into this next version of myself. And so, you know, I'm always sharing these things because it's like, okay, Lauren, like, who cares? Like, I mean, maybe you care about me and my life, but I always share these things because I feel it's so valuable to then ask yourself in your life, like, where are you afraid of something? And where can you like put that step forward and then realize, holy shit, this is like really going to motivate me. And maybe that's why I didn't do it yet. Maybe I was afraid of like who it was going to make me become, right? But also there were some like limiting beliefs and some surrendering I needed to do with who's going to make it and who's not going to make it. And I don't want to be hurt and upset and make it mean something about me. And, you know, like, oh, and what's the weather? And like, I mean, just go down the list again. And now I'm just at the point with like, whoever shows up is going to be there and I'm going to focus on those people. The weather will be what the weather is going to be. There's nothing I can do about it. Someone was like, look at the almanac. I'm like, if I look at an almanac, we're going to go down a spiral. And that is just not what I want to do. So we've got that. And we've decided, partially because of this wedding, and we also just are being like real diligent with our finances, we're actually moving to another unit in our apartment building, a smaller unit, because the rent has gotten out of control in Florida. And with that, we are also planning an out-of-state move possibly next year, which I'll share more about that. But I don't want to get into that right now. But yeah, we're moving. It'll save us some money, which is nice. And it's going to be a change. But we also like just really wanted like some new energy. We had been in our apartment for about 3 years. And we're just very different people. And we're like, just ready to like move, but like all these other buildings, like it just didn't make sense. Like it was just more money. And so we were in this like limbo phase for like a good week of like, do we move here? Do we stay here? Do we do this? Do we do that? And then the same thing with the wedding. I didn't know what date it was going to be. We didn't know if the date we wanted was no longer available. And then they had a couple other dates and they had to like get in touch with another customer to see if they were going to take the date. They decided not to take the date. So it was a lot going on here for a little bit. And I feel like now the action has like we had, you know, what we needed to do. We took the action. We've decided on the answers. And now we're moving forward in those ways. And I even had an annual review and like that was wild of just like, you know, going through and seeing my growth and, you know, what do we say? What do we do? And if you're interested, I can go into and actually do an episode on annual reviews and how I plan for it and what I do because I'm not at a super corporate company. And so a lot of these like annual reviews that people do are very corporate. And so I was watching like YouTubes and I'm like, none of this pertains to me. Like, I don't even know like what I'm supposed to say or do, but I just went with my intuition and it went great. And they were like super happy with how prepared I was and what I came with, you know, but it was also very intense. And I was not like my full self because I was still going through all of these things. But, you know, sometimes in life, we're just going to be at those points where we're just not perfectly ourselves. And that's okay. It's okay. You know, we get through it. And I said this to my best friend, and I even had said this on my Instagram stories. The only way to get to the other side is through it. And sometimes it's wonderful. Sometimes it's great. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's painful. But that is the beauty and the duality of life. And I think that's everything. I'm so pumped to be back. I am so excited to start sharing these episodes more and to get into topics. But I just feel that this podcast has somewhat been like a journey down what I believe in, like habits and routines and, you know, showing up to life and getting the things done and moving forward. And so I feel that I really try to show my life examples along with all the things I believe really help you move forward. And so I think it's just a really cool documentation of, you know, anyone who listens that you get to see in real time all these things that I share that actually have produced results in my life and how they've produced results that you can then go and take whatever you think would work for you and go and implement it in your life so that you can get those results as well. Because at the end of the day, I'm just here to help anyone who wants to lead a more fulfilled life and do it happily, right? And show up excited. If someone tells me they wake up and they're juiced for life and this podcast helped them to do that and they like woke up excited to go to their job and they love what they do, chef's kiss. So with that, make it a great day.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. Remember to rate, review, and follow the podcast. And don't forget to tag me on social with your favorite episode. We appreciate the support more than you know, and we can't wait to see you next week. See ya.